That was Brad Treliving joining us yesterday, talking about our next guest who joins us down the Loop City Mobile One Sportsnet Hotline. Loop City, a change for the better, featuring Mobile One, the official motor oil of NASCAR. Yesterday, Garnet Hathaway with the Adirondack Flames signed a NHL contract with the Calgary Flames, and very pleased that Garnet can join us today. Congratulations. My assumption is, and I'm you know what they say about assuming, my assumption is those are the same things Brad Treliving told you, but must be nice to hear the top man in the organization speak of you that way.
Thank you. Thanks a lot. It definitely is. I mean, especially when you hear it from a GM, that's the highest stuff you can hear it from, and it's great to hear it.
If you don't mind, we'll get into the reason behind this and your background, but can you just talk a little bit about Brad was saying yesterday that there was kind of an interesting relationship between you two guys even before he got the job here in Calgary. You guys crossed paths as Phoenix showed some interest in you, right?
Yeah, it was. It was right after my college year ended, my senior year, and I was talking to Arizona a little bit, and it was funny, I bumped into Mr. Treliving on the phone a little bit, and I had to actually tell him the bad news that I was, I guess bad news to him, but I had chosen to go with the Calgary route, and it was kind of an awkward phone call then, but even funnier to see him at development camp in the summer.
Garnet, take me all the way back to your kind of start in professional hockey. I mean, you're 4 years at Brown. What got you to Brown, and at what point while you're in college do you begin to look at the pro game?
Education was a really big part of my decision. Especially going to Brown, I don't think I could get a better education than that. And I've always wanted to play in the NHL, and that's been my dream. And when I decided to go to Brown, I knew that was a chance I had to go professional after. And I don't know if there was any one specific moment that said, I thought, you know, this is your turn and your chance, but it was always in the back of my head and always something I was trying to work hard for.
I apologize. I feel like I should know the answer to this, but I'll ask it anyway. Are you a guy that in the summer while you were in college, did you go to free agent camps around the National Hockey League?
I did right after my junior season. I went to both Pittsburgh and Boston in back-to-back weeks.
Was there any connection to the Calgary Flames prior to your senior year?
I'd been asked to go to the camp in Calgary, but I'd already committed to go to development camp in Pittsburgh and Boston. So unfortunately I couldn't make it, but it worked out in the end, and I kind of did a full circle and came back.
For you, I'm curious. I mean, you finish your time at college. Obviously you're looking for what you got yesterday, which is that NHL deal. It didn't come. You took an American Hockey League deal. Was that a frustration? Was that a concern, or just part of the journey as far as you were concerned?
I was really excited to get it. I mean, it would have been great to have an NHL deal, but I thought an NHL deal was a great opportunity for me, and I was honored to get it from Calgary and Abbotsford at the time, and I just thought I'd make the most of it and work my hardest. And you know, in the journey, you know what you hope for in the next step, and I knew NHL contract was my next step, and I've been working for it great, you know, ever since.
In conversation with Garnet Hathaway of the Adirondack Flames, signed as an NHL deal yesterday with Calgary. Tell me about your preparations for this season, because it was clearly in camp. You come in and only one player tests better in the physical testing, and that's the captain, Mark Giordano. That opened a lot of eyes. What did you do last summer in preparation for this year?
I trained down in Foxborough, Massachusetts at EPS, Edge Performance System, and there's a great group of guys there, a lot of professional hockey players, and, you know, a little group like that, and everyone's pushing each other, and great training down there. So I just wanted to come in the best shape I could. And I didn't know the results till almost the end of camp, but it was definitely kind of exciting to see, and just to see only Giordano in front of me. And I guess that's even more push to try and get better for next year too.
Are you that inclined to begin with, though? Is that who you are? Have you been a fitness guy, a gym rat, or was this last year something different? I mean, was there something different in your training, or is that just who you are?
I take a lot of pride in my work ethic and competitiveness, and even if it's from testing off the ice or on the ice, I feel like it's something I want to win and I want to be the best at. I mean, I've always trained hard and taken it very seriously. But it just happened that in this testing, there was a ranking, and my competitiveness took over, and I really wanted to win that.
In conversation with Garner Hathaway of the Adirondack Flames, always difficult to talk to an individual player when team success hasn't been exactly what everybody was hoping for. But if you don't mind, just a thought on your season thus far in the AHL. What have you made of your first full year? How have you changed or evolved as a player?
I think the big difference between the college game and the pro game is the amount of games we actually play. I've already played almost twice as many games as I did in any college season. I think that was a big not hurdle, but I think something I had to work towards and be prepared for coming into the season. I just kind of tried to take it one game at a time and work my hardest, and through that the points have come. But I obviously want to win more games down here.
The points. How do you explain your point production this year in your first full year of pro hockey? And I'm only looking at your numbers in college, but, you know, 19 goals, 17 assists this year, 36 points. Your best year was, as a junior, 21 points. Your best goal production was just 6 goals. How do you explain your offensive explosion this year?
It's a little bit of a different game, but I've just been focusing on really trying to get the puck and bring it to the net and being around the scrums and battling this year. Something I've always worked on, but this year it's one of those things you can't really explain, but I've been able to bear down and get goals and get points. But I don't think I haven't really changed my game at all. I've just, really stuck with it and worked hard, and I think the points have just come from that.
The conversations that I've had all year long with, Flames management and people watching you is that you are a competitor. I know in that clip we played, Lance Bowman's name came up. How do you describe your game, Garner? How do you view, what you are as a hockey player?
Yeah, as I said, I think my competitiveness takes over. And when I go on the ice, I don't want to lose a battle, even a 50-50 battle. Or even if he has the advantage to start with, I want to win every battle. I'd say that's what I build my game off of, trying to disrupt other players, trying to get the puck, keep possession for my team, and really – force the puck to the net and try and make plays and try and kind of put the other opponent on their heels and kind of make them react to me rather than the other way around.
That's got to be an interesting level to do that at the American Hockey League, because there's all kinds of guys, also trying to make a name for themselves. Did you find early on that, guys challenge you, that guys want to drop the gloves, that sort of thing? Because it sounds like you play that agitating style, you get your nose dirty, and certainly at that league, as a new guy, I'm sure lots of guys wanted to test you, right?
Yeah, definitely. It's one of those, the last 4 years, I've had a cage on the entire time. And, the veterans in the league are like, who are you? So I definitely get that, and I just kind of, I think when they say that, I've agitated them a little bit. I'm kind of doing my part for the team.
Yeah. One last one. Yeah, well, absolutely. You mentioned before about the schedule and the difference between college and professional. What about it? What's it been like this year because of the call-ups and the injuries? My guess is you probably have never played with as many line mates as you've had this year.
Yeah, this year's kind of wild. Unfortunately, we've had a few key injuries down here, and up in Calgary they've had a few, and guys get called up and sent down almost every week. A lot of new faces in the locker room, especially right now. But it's one of those things you can't really think about who you're playing with or what line you're on. I just try and keep playing my game no matter what situation I'm in.
I guess the final one for you, and it's probably the most important. You finally signed that deal with Calgary. Obviously the general manager has very complimentary things to say, but what did it mean to you, those close to you, your family, to finally do that yesterday, to have that announcement made?
It was really a dream come true for me, and that's just another step on my journey, I feel like. And I've had amazing support from my family, and I'm sure they're listening in right now on this, but it's something that we came together, and it was a really exciting time for me, and my family's more than supportive, and they've been there the entire journey, from whether it's one of them driving me to practice or what it is, but they've always been there for me, and signing it was great, not just for me, but for them too.
Really appreciate this today. I know that it's, you know, it's a pitch battle that you guys are in Adirondack right now to make the playoffs. And, you know, we, another time we can talk about next year, but the Flames certainly speak very highly of you, very excited to get this deal done. And I think for fans here in Calgary, love the fact that here's another guy that was given an opportunity that's kind of worked his way into contention and, you know, somebody we got to keep an eye on next year at camp, but that's a long way off. Garnet, thanks for doing this. Best of luck the rest of the way with the Adirondack Flames, and I'm hoping we'll talk sometime during the summer.
Thank you very much. I really appreciate it.